Good Monday morning to you. Welcome into In Focus, News Radio KMAN. And typically we do this segment about a week early, but the holidays kind of messed up our schedule a little bit. We have Cheryl Collins in studio here today from the Riley County Historical Museum. Good to have you in.
Good morning.
Good morning. And we have, you've brought a guest here today, Caroline Sibley, research historian with the Historical and Archaeological Society of Fort Riley. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And of course, that's abbreviated HASFR. I may say that a little bit more here today. Glad to have you both in here. We're going to talk a little bit about some important history and a traveling exhibit that's currently on display at the Riley County Historical Museum. And it involves, as I understand, Buffalo soldiers.
Yes. So the exhibit, it's a pop-up exhibit focused mainly on photographs that I got predominantly from the Pinnell Collection, which is at the University of Kansas. And it focuses a lot on the Buffalo soldiers here at Fort Riley and in the area, mainly in World War I. They were usually part of the 9th or the 10th Cavalry. And it's them and their families and just kind of how they shaped. It's supposed to start a conversation about how they influenced local area and the history of the military.
Do we have a lot of Buffalo soldiers from this area in particular?
So Fort Riley and Fort Leavenworth were homes of the 9th and 10th Cavalry units, which were probably two of the biggest cavalry units, or Buffalo soldier units, and they were two of the original six regiments of African-American soldiers that was created under the Army Reorganization Act of 1866. And the 9th and 10th Cavalry were frontier soldiers for a large portion of their service, but they also served in every major U.S. military operation until they were dismantled in 44.
Okay. Well, and, you know, that's a unique position to be in as a Buffalo soldier at a time when, you know, not a lot was right in our country as far as civil rights are concerned. Mm-hmm. The Civil War had already passed here during World War I. But, I mean, just talk about the struggle they had to endure here, with people not even appreciating them back home.
Yeah, well, so it was actually kind of a great opportunity for a lot of African-Americans after the Civil War because it did provide, you know, job stability and a paycheck. And they got the name Buffalo Soldiers from a lot of the Native Americans that they faced in the frontier, which kind of shows another sense of, I feel like, unity between the minorities in the country because, you know, they were frontier soldiers in charge with kind of policing the Native Americans on the frontier, but there was also this mutual respect between the two groups. And then I thought was really interesting. So the Buffalo soldier units had the lowest desertion and court-martial rates out of the entire U.S. Army. So I think that also shows you a lot of how seriously they took it and how dedicated they were to the mission of the military and the mission of this new United States that was developing post Civil War.
Yeah. Cheryl, you've had an opportunity to view the exhibit here, I imagine?
Yes, we've been very, very pleased to have it at the Riley County Historical Museum, and we'd invite everyone to come over and take a look at it. We're at 2309 Claflin Road, and we're open 8:30 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 2 to 5 Saturdays and Sundays. Admission's free, so come on and take a look. The photographs are very interesting. Mm-hmm. J.J. Pennell was a photographer in Junction City, and he was taking photographs roughly between late 1880s, 1888, to the 1920s. He died in 22, I think. And he took an incredible number of photographs of the life at Junction City.
He was very non-discriminatory. He took pictures of
everyone. Yes, he took pictures of things that you don't see pictures of. Mm-hmm. One of his pictures folks have seen a lot is that bar scene, which was used in the opening credits of the TV show Cheers. That was the J.J. Pennell bar picture.
Oh, wow.
So these photographs are really pretty remarkable. And they show these soldiers and their families. That was one of the things I really liked about the exhibit is Carolyn particularly wanted to have photographs that illustrated the family life of these soldiers a little bit. So it kind of just gives you a glimpse back into their lives, which is, I think, very interesting.
And I also tried to focus on, you know, they weren't, I think a lot of people, when you think of African-American soldiers before integration, is they were always in the kitchen or they were always, you know, servants. And so I tried to really focus, too, there were African-American soldiers in the vet school. And there were, you know, they were in the band and they were NCOs. And so there's a very wide swath of service that they had that I think a lot of people don't think about when they think about African-American soldiers.
Did any of them keep journals or anything like that?
Well, I focused mainly on photos for it because it is such a small exhibit. But I did find in my research a few journals from different African-American soldiers. And I'm sure if you look, there's the Buffalo Soldier Museum in Houston, I believe, in Texas. And then I'm sure the New Smithsonian Museum has a ton of online resources to access all sorts of those.
Okay. So lots of photographs to take in here. Any of that show, you mentioned some of the stuff in Junction City.
Right.
Is there any from the Manhattan area?
Not in this exhibit.
Okay.
Of course, you know, through the length of the African-American Buffalo soldiers being here, Manhattan certainly had its connections to it. But in those earliest years, Fort Riley turned more toward Junction City, especially before the automobile. Yes, yes, a shorter carriage ride. And in the years before automobile, definitely turned more toward Junction City. So, and of course, with that wealth of photographs, that is the focus. But I think you can extrapolate a little bit about the Buffalo soldiers and how they were connected to the entire area.
Very good. We're talking with Cheryl Collins and Carolyn Sibley here from the HASFR, that's on Fort Riley, Historical and Archaeological Society, and this traveling exhibit currently on display at the Riley County Historical Museum. What are some other highlights of this traveling exhibit?
I didn't plan on that question.
Oh. it is traveling.
Yes, it is. It's very portable. We tried to do so. It's a 10 by 10 exhibit that folds up really easily to make it move, which is nice. And I think for museums are becoming a lot more modern in the styles of exhibits they have. And I think having something like this that's very accessible is definitely a positive. And even though it's small, I think, you know, there's that phrase where, you know, a picture holds a thousand words. And so I think the focus, we tried to keep the verbiage really minimal because what we really wanted to do with this is start a conversation because I think African-American history in the military and around Fort Riley is really kind of under-highlighted. Like, you know, I mean, the 9th and 10th Cavalry units were two of the biggest Buffalo Soldier units. And we don't really talk about it that much. And so I really wanted to just try and start a conversation with this and kind of open people's eyes to, hey, this was a big part of the local area. It was a big part of the military at that time. And how has this, you know, changed? How do you think it influenced the area? How do you think it led to changes in the military and in the area and, you know, people's perspectives? So that was kind of my main focus of it. And I'm really attached to photos. I think photos and letters are very powerful and can really transport you into another time and place in another person's shoes. And so giving that kind of unique perspective of these various photos with very different characters and positions is what I think plays to its strength. And it's small, yes, and there's not a lot to read, but I think that's one of the positives to it. I think it kind of forces you to step outside of your box and put yourself in those pictures and try and figure out what was going on at that time.
And if they're not able to come visit it at the Riley County Historical Museum, it'll be in other places?
Yep, it'll be in Geary County on April 2nd, I think is the day we go up.
Geary County Historical Museum?
Yes. And then in July, it's going to be here or downtown at Flint Hills Discovery Center for a few weeks for their, I think it's their cowboy museum or exhibit spotlight.
All right. Well, what a great opportunity here. You have Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We got Black History Month coming up. So it kind of really fits here for the time period.
It definitely does, and of course that history is our history. It's all interrelated, and I think it's important to see it as part of the whole, too. So this is an interesting exhibit that highlights, I think, a very unique feature.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, let's take a quick time out. We'll come back and continue our conversation here with Cheryl Collins and Carolyn Sibley. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.